But soon he will learn manners. I will torture his body so that his soul learns to be humble.
Okay, he know we just talking here, right? I mean, we just getting people interested in
Cage Against the Machine.
Cage Cousins, we shouldn't have left you. We shouldn't have left you.
Don't worry.
Without something dope to step to.
Step two.
We are back.
Yes.
Cage
yes,
Against the Machine.
The Machine.
Yay!
Round zero.
Oh my goodness.
The premier MMA podcast for the urban culture.
You understand? We're
talking about martial arts,
bink,
wellness, mental boop, health, bop, comics. And this week, we're going to talk about UFC 245.
Talk about it, dude.
Usman versus Covington.
Hey, I just saw this dude wearing a Covington shirt, and I almost said something to him, but I was so, like, hot inside that I just didn't speak on it.
Because
I was like,
with your intent.
It might not even be, like, a discussion, bro. Like,
if
we might just.
If you would have responded, then Covington would have won.
You got to stare at him the way I'm going
to
stare
at him. You know what I mean?
Because I was about to be, yo, Covington sucks, man.
If you do this, then the terrorist wins.
Right.
If you bite on that, if you bite like a big mouth bass on that one, Covington wins, man. His
thank
marketing
you
wins.
I held it in.
Marketing
like,
is a cold
right,
beast, man.
It's cold.
Yeah. He's making a lot of
FOMO.
Lot
is powerful.
Of, he's getting a lot of engagement.
I love this.
It hurt his feelings at the end of the day when nobody noticed.
Right.
So if you would have noticed, it would have been. You
right.
Know,
there you go.
Because exactly. I was about to be. I was,
you.
I was about to be like.
Note, right
he
there
wins. Exactly.
I was about to be like Usman, boy.
He got me.
I was about to be like Usman, boy. Allahu Akbar. What's up? But then I was just chilled out.
He's expecting that. Yeah, he's ready for that.
What if you found out
he's been walking around all day?
You see how I threw a W and then got all religious? Yeah. Like one
right
sentence.
Wrong business.
One like God. I'm throwing gang signs and.
But one love. But one love always, man.
It's like Nate Diaz.
One love above all.
Holding balloons in the other.
Yeah.
There's just a lot of love in the air, man.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but I'm the Sweet NBA. I'm joined by my wonderful co-host and co-founder, The Brain Damage. We have back for another episode, and I'm just so happy about this.
Me too.
The Bishop of Hip Hop, Adisa,
who has
his own podcast, The Bishop Chronicles, which you should check out. He has some great guests.
On Spotify
guests
right now on iTunes.
Absolutely.
Go get it.
Mm-hmm. And we have a very special guest this month.
Look at that hat.
A man.
I want that hat.
Who needs no introduction, but he's going to get an introduction because he's humble and I'm going to be unhumble for him, which is not really a word. We know him as Doja. You may know him as Darren Doja. Give it up for one of the premier Bay Area producers, and as you would not know, MMA sort of business pioneer.
Insider.
Darren Doja, clap it
thank
up at
you
home.
Thank you.
So let's talk about his background.
You.
How do we connect? Darren and I circulate around each other because we come from the center of the universe, a small town you may know of off the coast of Oakland called Berkeley.
The planet of Berkeley.
The planet town of Berkeley.
Also known as the town, the original town.
The original town.
B-town.
Because Oakland has six towns. We're only one town.
Oakland's the Oak Town, and we respect the Oak Town. Yeah, also known as the Biggity Biggity O.
Right. Mm. So we're from Berkeley. Shout out to
but
Nardi
we're from
Russell.
B-town. They've been calling the B-town the B-town
Berkeley
since the 1970s. Any old school player will tell you that the first place to have that connotation around anywhere that they know is Berkeley, to have the B-town put it. So we call it the original town. It's the first place to do
wow
it.
Wow.
I mean, that's why
let them
that
know.
In
speak
addition,
I didn't know until I was a young
speak
man.
Speak them facts.
In addition to that, Darren Doja here has done an amazing amount of production. He could talk to you about some of the new stuff, but you may have heard him if you are a fan of one of the really luminary, how do I describe this? MC rappers who really kind of push the consciousness and also really elevate the streets known as the Jacka.
Mm-hmm.
Darren worked very closely.
Long live King Jack, man. Long live King.
R.I.P. King Jack.
R.I.P. Shahid Akbar.
Absolutely. And on top of which, Doja was involved, as you can see by his hat, was involved with some of the production behind Mac Dre. You can now hear him on, what did I see you post today? Little Rue?
Little Rue.
Did I say that right?
My longtime nephew and collaborator, also a business partner. I'm a business partner on his record company. So, yeah, he's usually one of my go-to guys, Little Rue's. I've done records with almost everybody from the Bay Area. I mean, like, I have Many, many. I've been blessed over 20 years now. I celebrated 20 years in the music business this year. Started my first record company in 1999.
Nice. Congratulations. That's beautiful stuff, man.
Yep. A producer, one of the producers from Parliament Funkadelic,
Bay
hit
Area,
me this thing called Books, and he said, go to Cody. You got a place in Berkeley called Cody's Books. Buy these two books, and it changed my life. It was all about the music.
My man said show. Cody's, though.
Shout out
Cody's
to Kid books, Funkadelic.
Man. Like, come on, man. Shout like, out Cody's, books. Bro. Like, you don't understand the game that just got dropped on you.
Yeah, like,
if you really from the Bay... Come on, bro.
And I used to hang around outside of Cody's Books, well, my whole young life, but I never walked in the door until they, when I walked in there and I asked for these two particular books, I learned that there was this whole shelf on how to do the type of business I was trying to do. This is before the internet. What's crazy is it took a book for me to start my own record company, and now it's like a WikiHow 8 steps.
You got right.
You know what I'm saying? It's all that. How to start a record company 8 steps, which is great. But anyway, so I got 20 years in the business, and over that time, I have been blessed to work with almost every single reputable Bay Area artist, minus Too Short and some of the newer guys, HBK and those guys, and that era forward. But I'm looking forward to just keeping it growing. I've come to the point where I understand my role in this whole Bay Area music thing, and at the same time, I've been able to work in other fields with media and harness those various platforms and learn how media is such an exciting medium to work in. It's almost like this, like, electronic clay we get to operate in. So it's just my pleasure to always been operating. And then my friends have gotten into MMA, so naturally I got into MMA. I've got loved ones and little bros that ended up doing it at a really high level, so I was just rolled into that mush, and here I stand, man. So thank you for having me.
You see this theme about going from hip-hop to MMA in his spare time. He's being humble. He is one of the co-founders. Can we say that?
No. I was there at the beginning, but I wouldn't call it a co-founder. I'm just the vice president.
Vice president of Conquer Fighting Championship out of Richmond, California. Which is really one of the second birthplaces of Cage Against the Machine. Because when we started doing the podcast and we were invited to be media, they always treated us like we were important and that we had a worthwhile voice and that we were reflecting the culture, short of just having ringside seats to where we could just do our podcast and be commentators. So that's where all the Black Joe Rogan thing jokes started with me. But they've always been huge supporters.
Doja also made the intro for today's episode.
Y'all. Doja made the intro. Nice.
Doja made the intro.
Doja did it.
Nice.
He made the graphic for this intro.
Nice.
Wow. Yes, I've done a ton of video work.
He also is, he's very humble too. He also is one of my partners and thought partners in terms of trying to end poverty in East Contra Costa County.
Without a doubt.
And trying to inspire entrepreneurial thought out there.
Without question. And it's very impressive what he's been doing in the field. He's really just enabled me to tag along and just have a good spirit with them. I really appreciate that.
So we had to bring him in. It's been a great year, a lot to talk about. We kind of gossiped about this. What are we looking forward to in the new year with this UFC? A lot of announcements going on. That's very exciting. Well, let's just let the cat out of the bag. January's coming, and Voldemort is back. Voldemort is back! He's going to fight the cowboy. Budweiser versus Proper 12, January. Mm. Are you excited? I'm excited.
I'm excited. Is that what we call Voldemort? We call him Voldemort?
We call him Voldemort, but I can call him Budweiser.
Why
is he Voldemort?
Because you never say the name.
Oh, dig it.
Or you call him Sauron because you never say the name. You don't want his trolls to come in. But if he loses, I will start saying his name. February, we have, once again, this theme. You don't think so?
I don't think so.
Okay. I think this won't be the first time that Cerrone has knocked out a cokehead. Let's just put it that way.
Oh, no.
Nice.
Already?
I hope so, but I don't know, man. Cerrone, his chin's been...
Yeah, but that's because he takes fights against his friends.
I don't know.
I know you're gauging it on Justin Gagey, who is somebody he trains with. So it's like, yeah, he knows his weaknesses.
They got Coca-Cola in Ireland?
Yes, tons of it, mate. then February, we got Dan Hooker versus the Irish Irish Dragon, Paul Felder. Oof. That's amazing for me.
And they've been going at it on Twitter.
Really?
Yeah, they have.
Where's the January fight?
The January fight, I don't know. Where is that? Madison Square?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I didn't even pay attention yet.
Yeah, they've been announcing all these. These are great. Nice. And then do you know what the March one is?
No. Who's in March?
I don't know. They were trying to hint about it.
It's going
to
be two people.
I remember I just heard something.
But let's remember what happens.
When is Khabib and Tony Ferguson?
April.
That's April.
April, okay, let's talk about that. Khabib and Tony Ferguson, which makes my brother here so excited about Khabib. He's like, yo, I can't wait. This is great.
Listen to me right now.
Get ready for the darts. Get ready for the darts.
Listen to me right now.
Okay.
Huh?
Okay.
Everybody was talking crazy. Oh, he can't beat McGregor. He can't. Bow, boy, huh? What's up with your boy spinning around?
Right.
A lot of people was talking crazy. Oh, how is he going to get past his hands? And then blow. And then he stole on McGregor, right? And then he choked him. He choked him with authority. Did you see it was all on his jaw? Did you see all on his jaw?
Hold on, brain. Did I ever once, ever in my life of lives, think that
I was not them people? I said people.
T-Mobile Arena.
I said, what? Say again.
T-Mobile Arena.
So Vegas.
That's in.
Thank you, sir.
There was no chance. Now.
Hell of a production job, though.
Now look. So then they like, oh, you know. Who, you know what I'm saying? Oh, Poirier coming up. Was that the guy?
Poirier.
No, Poirier comes up, right? And everybody's like, oh, what do we do, huh? And what? Was it Abu Dhabi? Was that in Abu Dhabi?
Cool.
Huh?
Yeah, that was
you said.
Huh? Look, Allahu Akbar.
Let me make this clear.
Put it on him.
We're not even talking about that fight.
There was people acting like it was like there was a chance.
Let me get this clear to you.
Huh?
I don't know if you understand what's happening in the world.
In the world.
Let me make it very clear to you.
This world, right? Okay.
This is America. And America is scared of Muslims. But not nearly as much as they scared of Mexicans. That's why Tony Ferguson is going to win.
Now, everybody, against
the machine. Who does America fear more?
That's right. Muslims or Mexicans? What about a Muslim-Mexican?
Muslim or Mexican?
So look. And I'm going to tell you right now.
Ferguson is dangerous.
Listen, Ferguson is dangerous for a lot of reasons.
Yes.
He's got hands for real.
Yes.
He goes forward for real, right? He's got a chin. Mm-hmm. He's not afraid to take one to the jaw for the squad, right?
Right.
And his ground game because of Eddie Bravo. Shout out to Eddie. What's up? Eddie, you know I love you, bro. However, Now is not the time to be playing with Khabib, blood. Wallahu Akbar, bro. Every day, bro. You know what I'm saying? He's the white Muhammad Ali right now, bro. We fixing to win, bro, again, bro.
I love this. He said the white Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. I'm trying to tell you. He's the white Muhammad Ali, bro.
Hey, just like he.
Russian Muhammad Ali.
Hey, Muhammad did use to wrestle bears, didn't he?
Probably.
That's what I learned going to jujitsu. I didn't know that the Prophet Muhammad was a grappler.
He was a grappler. That's an actual fact. So what I'm saying is this. Here's what I'm saying. Wow. All BS aside, Tony Ferguson is hell of dangerous. And if anybody in the UFC can beat Khabib right now, it would probably be Tony.
Thank you for that statement.
Because I'm not going to front on that. But here's what I'm saying. I also believe that every fighter has a zone and a bad time to be fighting them. BJ was always dangerous, okay? I knew him when he was a white belt at Half Gracie in Mountain View. He was always dangerous, but there was a time when if you were in his weight class, that's too bad for you because BJ is about to mangle your life,
right?
Okay? And all I'm trying to tell the world is now is that time for Khabib. I'm sorry, Tony. Good night. We win in Allahu Akbar. We doing it again.
I'm going to say one last thing. They say that when Khabib gets on top of you, it feels like somebody put a wall on you. Do you not understand that Tony Ferguson is going to climb over that wall? Go dig under that wall?
Hey, this is being recorded, right? People recording this, right? Let me tell you right now, but you know what, though? Everybody knows how to beat Khabib until they gotta beat Khabib.
He's gonna get over the wall, man.
And then what happens? Everybody knows how to beat Khabib until they gotta fight Khabib.
Let's not get it twisted. Literally, Brain and I saw Khabib's first fight in the UFC and looked at each other like this and looked back. I'm gonna go download this fight somewhere else and watch it all over again. When he was suplexing people, like, this guy's gonna be a problem. I'm a fan. I love Khabib. I'm just saying this. Sum it up as this way. I'm not even making my prediction yet. I just wanna say this. Khabib cannot care. He got his whole country on his back. but Tony don't care. And it's going to be a great fight. Now, let's talk about UFC 245.
245.
This is an amazing fight because it ends the year of 219, which has been, since the sale of the UFC to WME, has been back-to-back. I have yet to see one whack pay-per-view.
Man.
Anybody disagree?
They deliver every time.
Back top.
I have seen incredible fights every Saturday on ESPN.
True indeed.
Okay?
They make it happen.
Now, that being said, what is amazing to me, let's really get into it. This is the fight of all fights. We get three, not one, not two, but three title fights.
Dude.
From three murderers. Mm-hmm. Stylistic,
real,
serious
real.
Fights.
Stylistic murderers.
Serious fucking fights. Yeah.
And emotionally, there's just so much connection I have with each of these fights. Mm. But we want to kind of talk about the things that people don't really see. And so one of the things that we try to do, Doja, is try to educate. I'm sure you go through this. You like somebody's like, "What are you doing? I'm gonna watch the fights this weekend." Mm-hmm. Oh, which fights? Yeah, Mayweather? No, I'm gonna watch MMA. Mm-hmm. Hey, MMA? Would they be on the ground and stuff, kicking each other? Oh no, hell no.
They be wrestling.
No.
And I actually come in as a casual fan, sort of having learned, educated. Yeah. You know, I've done so much work in the field now. I still consider myself a casual fan.
Great.
You know what I mean? But at the same time, I know what an armbar is. I know the difference between grappling and striking. I know what the importance of a different, you know, what goes better against.
When people are in danger.
These two wrestlers going against each other in the main event, I understand why that is and why there's a thought that maybe those are going to cancel each other out and they may end up being a pretty, because dude just landed up that strike record on what's his name's face. So it's like, okay, I get that. But I'm still enjoy being schooled, if you will, because I haven't trained any extensive kind of way, and I haven't been in the cage at all. So I like coming at it from a fan's perspective, because that's my game, man.
I
appreciate being here for that and for
that's
just
our
for that
job.
Aspect.
Hella juice.
What we're trying to do is two things. We want to get people to love the fights the way that we do. Secondly, you know, by the way, shout out to Chris Riggins. I'm down. I'm gonna help Chris Riggins train. The other thing that we are trying to do is help people understand, as in the way that I have enjoyed it and Adisa has enjoyed it, and I think you could even speak on this at some time, is that leaving hip-hop, we spend all this time in it and in a party mode. And there really isn't life after hip-hop. And then we lose all our friends to murder, to
sickness,
addiction,
alcoholism,
all this stuff. And it seems like the number one way that seems to salvage us, those of us who are left behind, is martial arts.
A lot of times.
So we're trying to communicate, if you live your life like an MMA fighter, right, to a degree.
It's like a boxer, like a TIE fighter.
That's a huge magic
wand. That's a great way of putting
it. It is
a huge magic. Thank you.
It's not the only tool available to those in those situations, but I've seen it firsthand. I mean, an incredible way.
Resurrect people.
That's the word. So it's like, and it's not being dramatic, because it's such a physical feat in itself. People that take this thing on, there's so much that goes into all the various disciplines of martial arts. And so that takeaway, it being in the present, you know, tense that it is now, and that's being mixed martial arts, MMA, where people can go to jiu-jitsu gyms or go to MMA gyms or that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. It's also become quite a trend as far as a cardio workout. That being said, I've seen it. I've seen it absolutely transform cats that, you know, are in their 30s to 40s, looking for that purpose in life, having survived the 80s and 90s. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's
redemption.
Just for
it's just like Rocky. It's a story of redemption. I'm a big Rocky guy. So I always draw every parallel
Shout
I can. And redemption is the real key. That's what makes the rope a dope such a beautiful occurrence. And that it was a man redeeming himself and planting himself for the sake of greatness, not money, not popularity or clout, but actual greatness. That's why Ali will always be the greatest. And
it really
doesn't matter if a guy goes undefeated. If you didn't do what he did, just like Michael Jordan, it's like that greatness is this magic little substance. And it's like in abundance in MMA. And it's really cool when you get into it, because you see these cats, particularly if you're fortunate enough to be so close to people training.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been in football locker rooms. I've seen different settings where people are pushing themselves to high levels of performance. MMA has the closest thing I can imagine to, like, you know, military going to war, pushing yourself to that feat of like needing to go past
Everything.
And, like, to that magic upper stratosphere of what, when people are pushed to their limits, you find out what the hell they're made of. And it's like, that is so cool because you can see it in a 1-0 guy. You don't have to see that.
Yeah.
You don't have to see that in a championship. You can watch a prelim fight this weekend and you'll see one of the baddest stories and the most sickest little things ever. Unbelievable. Give you the goosebumps. And that's what's really cool about this sport. It's like, you can see that on the highest level and the lowest level.
That's beautiful. Yeah. Well said.
So,
a lot of fun.
I love how you put that. One of the fights that I'm very excited about in the prelims, obviously, because I'm a fanboy.
Yeah, land on me.
Brandon Moreno versus New Zealand, Auckland, City Kickboxing Zone, Kai Kara France, who will probably be the 135 champ by the end of 2020.
That's the call, huh?
That's the call.
I mean, is that a little Auckland bias or?
Hugely.
It's hella biased, bro. Just like my Muslim bias.
He's giving me, okay, because he filled me in beforehand, but does the audience know what this is?
They know,
they're aware of this, are they aware of the, Sweet NBA.
Sweet NBA told you, by the end of the year.
Berkeley, Richmond, Auckland, gotcha.
Yeah. By the end of the year, just so we're clear, your new 185 legend will be a man, Israel Adesanya. Was I wrong?
Okay. You did speak facts.
Okay.
I'm going to make another prediction tonight. I don't think Brain's going to
win it. I don't even want to hear it.
What's he going to say, Brain?
We'll find out in the main event segment.
I'll say that for later. Kai Kara France will be the 135 king.
At the end of 2020?
At the end of 2021.
How many fights does he need to do that after this one?
I think it looks like the way that the people are shaping up. It looks like 4 or 5.
Yeah,
it's
hard four.
Because it's hard to say because now Frankie Edgar's dropping back down, so it makes it a little bit more complicated.
Frankie Edgar's on his way out, though.
Yeah, but he's taking over, Ortega's hurt.
I know.
So Edgar's going to come fill in the blanks.
People are hurt over that.
Yeah, I'm hurt over that. Me too. I was looking forward to
it. It's not nearly as exciting. I
mean, these guys are ranked 5 and 6, so it's not going to take a whole bunch for a title.
Yeah, that was good.
But it's also the UFC, so they might literally make him fight, like, beat number 5 to become 5 and literally fight number 4.
You got to fight a top 3 guy. Yeah. And if you can beat him, then you get whoever is the other fight of the top 4, and now you guys are the number 1 contender fight.
Yep.
I think they're going to make it because he's still got a good audience.
You think he's going to fight this late in the year and still fight 3 times next year?
No, I think he'll fight 4 times next year. And by the end of the year.
So he might defend it once.
No, I think he's a title shot.
Taking 4 fights.
Yeah, right.
Because it's about building the audience.
Okay.
So any other fights in the prelims that you're excited about?
I like that Matt Brown and Ben Sanders, man. 2 OG gritters that just give it their all, you know. And somebody's getting finished in this one.
Saunders?
They either finish somebody or they're getting finished. It's
Ted Planet, Black Zillion.
Yeah, Killer Bee.
Yes. He's a Ted Planet guy and a Black House striker.
That's gonna Kung be Fu nasty. Guy. Yep.
I love Killer
Bee. He's on that Jeet Kune Do.
Yeah, Jeet Kune Do.
I just like Matt Brown's hands.
Yeah, Matt Brown, now, here's Matt he's a killer,
Brown.
Right?
Here's what makes Matt Brown dangerous, though. He's a Muay Thai guy, but he first learned Sancho from Maury Smith.
No.
Nice.
Maury Smith?
Nice. Yes!
Who's Maury Smith?
OG Maury Pioneer. Smith
is, thank you for asking. Will you tell him
who Maury Smith is? I'd love to know who Maury Smith is.
You're going to love this, for real.
African-American UFC fighters who really brought in the level of leg kicks. People didn't really see it until, like, he would just chop the leg kicks.
Oh.
And nobody really understood what that was until he did it.
And he had enough wrestling to not be taken fully advantage of by Brazilians.
What era are we talking about here?
Early UFC.
Early 90s.
UFC 5. UFC 5.
Okay.
Right. And then on top,
leg kick, huh?
And on top of which he also kind of carved through some of the latent racism, when the assumption was, you know, black guys were all explosive power, but they weren't really martial artists.
And he was smart, bro.
He was very
smart. He was smart.
They must have missed the 70s, whoever saw
that
said that.
There was a lot of that, unfortunately, tragic.
So that's a good one.
But Matt Brown's got great
hands. Bruce Lee was black, wasn't he?
A little bit. A little bit.
He wasn't invited to the barbecue?
He was at mine.
I was going to say.
He was too busy not inviting people to his barbecue.
Damn. Oh, stop. I'm not going to let
I forgot. Prince
mayhem.
Family goes deep in the bag.
I can't
be telling a story that he's
like,
the truth.
Come on, bro.
When he moved to Auckland, he didn't invite my uncle.
Did I tell you about the guy?
Because I thought he was like Jewish,
guy threatened me about
Chinese
that?
And black.
No.
Yeah, because your podcast.
Really?
Yeah. I'll show you that later.
Shout out to Bruce Lee's ghost, man. I see you, yeah, man.
Shout out to Bruce
Lee. Shout out to Bruce Lee's ghost, man. Don't haunt me, baby.
I was like, can we schedule that?
Wow.
And what rules?
When's he coming through?
Hey, yeah, you know what Bruce Lee's favorite drink is? What the?
What the?
I can't listen to this.
Slightly racist.
It's not because it sounds like it's kung fu. It's because water keeps you hydrated. And your body performs better when
slightly
it's
slightly racist. I won't have you be using these accents.
Be water, my friend.
Slightly racist. Who on this earth does not drink water?
Be I'm water. Not, I'm he not. Told water? Us to be water. How could water? That even? Hold on.
Water.
The man said to be water.
Remember the golden child? You know this water ain't that pure. Are there any other fights? Speaking of partially
that
black,
Jeff Neal, man, Neal is a killer.
Hey, but look who he's fighting.
Mike Perry's either
Mike Perry thinks he's 2%
black. Knock you out or get knocked out, right?
So Jeff Neal might knock the black out of Mike Perry.
Wow,
that might happen.
Keeping it racial.
Can we talk about a sleeper hit that you guys really need to understand? Irene Aldana.
Yeah.
Yep.
Irene Aldana.
She strikes me as definitely making some impact.
Oh, she strikes.
Yeah, she's striking.
Her hands.
She's striking.
Her hands.
I don't want no parts of it.
Her boxing is incredible.
Really? Yes. Actually, I'm fronting. I've never seen her fight, so that's
yo, her hard. Boxing. Okay, back to the fight land.
Mm-hmm. Please.
Right? The Mexican.
Sure.
She's from that?
She's from that. Her hands are disgusting. Oh, yeah. And she does the jab without turning her hand, but her hand.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she's
just playing with it.
Yeah, look at her clips.
What's her ground game though like?
This, I haven't seen.
Her last name is Vieira, and that tells me.
And this girl's like what? 10-0.
That means jiu-jitsu.
This girl's I think 10-0.
I haven't seen anybody be able to take her down.
That sounds very Portuguese.
I think even Cabello tried to take her down and struggled.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
All I'm saying is I don't know nothing about Caitlin Vieira, but if I were a guessing man. I would say get ready for the hip toss and the headlock. That's all I'm saying.
Which, I mean, she's got 4 submissions, right?
Lucky but, shots.
But the thank thing you. Is, like no, that's what I'm saying. You would think work. You would think a 10-0 run, she's fought nothing but cans, right?
I believe the detective work is over.
Her
yes,
last
she's
three UFC wins is Ashley Evans-Smith. Mm-hmm. Then
Oof.
you got Sarah McMahon
Ooh.
And Kat Zingano. So she's showing that her hype train
so
is real.
She's not playing.
So basically, if Mama doesn't, if she don't knock this one out, then and that one gets to her, then it's a wrap.
No, like, maybe the same,
I think,
even if it
I think one
the
of
grass,
these girls is like trying to go for type, like
her,
a title
she
shot.
Had a good
yeah,
yeah. Bars, this one over.
You know what I mean,
she had the good message. Not, so she bing bing
like
bing.
Maybe
bing,
one or two more.
Right, gives her something.
That's basically the grappler versus the striker. Mm-hmm. You got to catch the bing 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 before they get
before
to
before you lock in.
If they get to you, and you got to start going up against the cage, unless you got some real good boxing game. Like, you got to be
survival game.
You
got to
have dirty boxing.
She's got really good boxing game.
The female featherweights, but the female the dirty boxing tend to get at it. You know what I mean? Like, they tend to get at it. So, it's a possibility of getting clipped up in there, but I don't know.
If her hands are the way you say they are,
she's tapped 4 people. I mean, that's.
Wow.
We have activity.
Active.
Interaction.
Very active. I stay active.
Okay.
With all the activities.
You guys want to get into the main card?
Let's go.
There's a lot to get into. There's tons.
Okay.
Man.
How's about what old boy said about the black Zane that passed away, man?
I'm going to start in the order.
Oh, my Lord.
Is that the very first one, Deshaun?
No, the first fight.
Okay. We have Pieter Jan versus Uriah Faber. This is a very intriguing fight. A
golden boy.
Pieter Jan has some amazing striking. Every time I critique it, his fanboy club comes out on social media and goes
after
him.
Where's he from, bro?
He is from one of those, like, Augustan.
He's from a stand. Anybody from a stand got hands.
I was going to say, they're not playing.
They're rowdy.
Not for the play.
Anybody from a stand, anybody from a stand is a problem.
Stand means
hand.
He's
stand
ignorant.
Means hand. We got
I
have, that.
He just has not finished in the way that I would expect he should in the UFC.
Stand hands.
Yeah.
Now, he is dealing with Uriah Faber, who had a very good run, has come back, but has seemed to have an amazing rebirth by training. What? Sancho with Song Yadong, and of course, the homie, the friend of the show, Hector El Matador Farahado, who won his last fight at Combates.
I'll be dead.
Oh, yes, he did.
Yes, he did.
Wow.
See what happens, fighters? You come to cage, you get energized, we give you the stones.
You get the chi.
You get the chi, and you use it on your opponents. You come to us. to win.
Come on, man.
We're Cage on top against of the mountain. The SG, I mean, against
sponsors that come to us to win.
We're on top of the mountain.
And we come to you to spend.
Yes.
You give to get. All right, so who is going to win in this interaction?
You know what, man? I'm going to keep it real West Coast, bro.
That's beautiful.
I'm gonna keep it real West Coast, bro. Come on, man. Uriah, bro.
Yes.
Yeah, and he's gonna finish that fool, bro. Uriah's gonna finish that fool with authority because he's from the West.
Yeah, I feel the same way.
I'm such a homer. Peter, bro, you shouldn't have come out here, dog.
You shouldn't have come out here, dog.
You shouldn't have come out here, dog, because Uriah's about to handle your whole life.
Uriah's been doing all that.
Him and my little bro got a long history, so I'm like, I feel keenly connected.
Yeah.
So his we knew the wrestling was there. The issue was always the jiu-jitsu and the striking. And it looks like Faber has just been locking that in the last two years.
He's not tripping right now, bro. You got to have to get up hella early. It's West Coast OGs out here, and we winning.
Well, you understand our long-time connection to Faber, right?
Yeah, yeah, I remember that. So I watched
Tyson Griffin is my little bro. Tyson Griffin gave him his first loss up there
Sacktown, the Bay Area, and back down.
And it's like ever since then we felt acutely connected to the young boy. Now we've got all the things with his camp and everything, to having worked with him on
West Coast.
So I'm pulling for him every single time I see him until the wheels fall off.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. West Coast OGs.
Until I get, you know, hired up to another tax
bracket. I can dig it.
But that's definitely where I'm at with that. Golden Boy is definitely going to get, you know what I mean? He's one of those greats. He's got that greatness juice in him. So, yeah, I think you're right.
But I think that, and that's, I think that's that, that good
healthy
retirement.
Juice, kids. You know, that good healthy greatness juice. No, don't be getting the greatness juice from around the corner. You're supposed to get the good stuff, you know, like the healthy stuff that got
there. And if it's a one word, it's not greatness juice.
No, it's not greatness juice.
You just call it like grape?
Nah.
Or orange?
Purple? No.
Or punch?
It's a color in a drink? No, it's not.
No,
orange
it's not
drink?
Greatness. It's no diabetes. Purple drink. It's what's for breakfast.
Let me get that yellow drink.
Brain, what were you saying?
Yeah, what were you saying?
No, I'm just saying he retired for 3 years and he came back, like, you know,
incredible.
40 plus, and he just looked rejuvenated.
Like nothing,
so it's like
he was better,
instead
bro.
Of the ring rust, his old body needed that rest 40? And that time. I bet you he took some vacation time.
Damn.
He's not young.
But he's a G about it, though.
I think he might be over 40 now. Damn. I think he might be.
Very impressive. He still got his hairline, man. Yeah. I'm envious as hell, I'll tell you what.
But also, Tyson was a weight class above him. He always used to talk about that, not fighting dudes at his weight class.
Yeah.
So.
And he went over to Pride for a long time. I mean, that was the whole deal, right? It was a long history with him, but he definitely still feels like he feels like he's part of the family, so I always pull for him.
Yeah, West Coast.
But Giannis dangerous.
Period.
Don't get it tripped.
Yeah,
don't,
I mean, sounds like a good fight.
Giannis a dangerous opponent.
He ain't ducking people no more.
Is this unanimous? We're all going Faber? Are you going Jan?
It's like my heart and my head, bro. Mm. You know my
gun
heart
to your head,
says.
Man.
Are you down with the West Coast or not? Are you down with the West Coast or not?
You know I'm riding with Faber every time.
Okay. That's all I needed to hear.
I'm not sleep on Peter Yan. It's not like this is just going.
So, I mean,
then again,
you know what I'm saying?
I thought Ricky Simon was going to be a test, and he blew by him in, 46 seconds? Less than a minute, I know that.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
California, nobody bought it.
Our next fight deeply intrigues me. I am really, really excited about this. Mark Henry's own Marlon Moraes versus Brazil's own Nova Unau. Did I say it right?
It's Nova Unau, man.
That's why have a token jiu-jitsu guy here to say Brazilian.
It's Portuguese.
Right.
Yeah.
Tomato.
It's not
potato.
Brazilian at all. There's no Brazilian word
There's
in
no
it.
There's no such thing.
It's a whole other language called It's kind of like saying speaking Mexican instead of Spanish.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
Portuguese.
Let me ask you this. If you take me somewhere to eat, is it a Portuguese steakhouse?
No, but the language
not
that they speak.
You the language.
Is it a Portuguese steakhouse?
If you go to a Mexican restaurant, do they speak Spanish?
Can I get a burrito at this Spanish restaurant,
I don't
please?
Know if you're aware of this. I don't know if you're wearing this. I went
Do
to Berkeley
speak?
High, and they undereducated
like
me.
I like it with less
speech.
Yeah.
Just, hey, man,
I went
just
to Berkeley
only follow
high
that
way.
Just look at the camera and say, hey, man, my bad.
Were your friends?
Can you both?
Dude, that's it. It's my bad, dog.
I don't do
hey,
my bad.
Bad. My bad.
But I'm racist for saying
my
Bruce Lee likes water.
Sisters, man.
He likes to stay hydrated.
You didn't say water. You said water.
He likes to stay hydrated.
Brazilian.
One
of the greatest tributes.
But he likes to stay hydrated, though.
I can't do it, man. Sorry.
Marlon Moraes versus Josue Aldo.
Josue?
Now you made him Mexican?
Right.
Wait a minute. I thought it was Spanish.
I actually said it.
You keep changing
but
the
you
rules.
Said it, but you said it different.
Wait, you said it different.
You know, I was in Rio when I watched when the Irish, the little Irish shit talker got knocked the boy out. I was in Rio de Janeiro in the center of Rio party time. And I was sitting there like, with all my boys who were from Brazil and everything, and I was just, boom, and that happened, and I was like, they were all behind me, and it was just like all quiet, this whole bar full of people. I just turned around like, because I'm a little, you know, I'm Irish too, so I was just like happy that the shit talker didn't get knocked out. And I was, but that happened in 5 seconds, and I was in Rio, and I turned around, and they were all like, and I was like, what's going to happen here? And then they all.
I walked, like, ooh! I walked, me and Bray walked out of 3,000 like, stupid sport for stupid people. Bye. This is a very interesting fight. Why is this an interesting fight? Last time we saw Marlon, he was tagging Henry Cejudo for a round, went back, sat down, and came back to lose. Just got the greatest turnaround, in my opinion, of watching MMA was Cejudo versus Moraes.
Yeah, that adjustment he hit was just too much for him.
Dude, he just shift gears on. I got to feel like something like that either steals a man's soul or reinvigorates him in a way like Moraes. But then you got Jose Aldo, who could actually be the 135 king. He was the longest standing 145 king, one of the greats of all time, definer of the sport. Talk about have a second life, takes an amazing soccer leg and turns it into a Muay Thai kick.
Man.
This fight is compelling for so many reasons. And it's also weird if you follow the interwebs. Darren Till had an interesting post. He says, Aldo looks really sick. He didn't look like he cut weight right.
A lot of people have been saying that.
Voldemort says he looks great.
Yeah.
He looks like he's doing...
Of course he does.
Well, I mean, he's an OG.
Of course he does.
He's an OG for sure.
He wants to sit there and, like, clip. Because then if Aldo gets beat up, then he's going to be on there like, oh, he looked great.
Yeah.
Ha-ha.
It was interesting. This is really hard to call. You have Moraes, who is, trains, as I've said many times, with Frankie Edgar, Zabit.
Woo! Excellent.
That crew is deep, bro. That crew is deep. I know y'all saw my boy last month. Sancho in the house, baby. Aldo, on the other hand, you know what you're getting out of this guy. His record precedes him. He's no joke. But you're not going to get anything new out of him either. You're not going to get anything new.
What do you mean you're not going to get anything new if he's never been... He ain't never been down this low, has he? In weight?
No, but you're not...
So that's kind of new, isn't it?
There's no new tricks.
No new tricks. But stylistically...
We're not going to see any new technique.
It's not like, oh, we didn't expect that.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, and you got 10 years of footage to watch.
So as far as what to expect.
Right.
Yeah.
If he doesn't know by now that he's going to have to check a few leg kicks in his fight, then his legs are in trouble.
I was thinking of it from a fan standpoint rather than you're saying as an opponent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got you. That's what's up.
But
he's been training Sancho a little bit there, guy? Okay? Is that what's going on here?
What?
You seem to be part of like the Sancho Crip gang.
I am part of the Sancho gang. Gang.
You've really been
banging
that shit.
He C-walks for Sancho hard. He's been C-walking for Sancho hard.
I'm like, I'll bet he's training that shit.
Hey, no.
Got a feeling.
I'm a Sancho fighter. We don't even walk.
Well.
We don't walk. We don't back up.
That's the enthusiasm of the newly converted.
They boogie.
Back up. We float.
They call that the enthusiasm of the newly converted. Good job.
Right. See?
Hey, man, when
I did it to myself.
You know, like when, because I'm right now in the center of that whole 2 week period. You know, when you work out for two weeks and you ain't worked out for like 6 years?
Yeah.
And it's like, man, you start talking to your friends about everything you've learned on the blogs. And, yeah. Hey, so all you got to do is do this much carbs and this much. Yeah. You know, it's like, you know what I mean?
So you need like two scoops of creatine, bro. It's two scoops.
Like, every day. You just got to dedicate yourself, dog. It's just a matter of waking up every day, making your bed, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, give me about 6 more weeks. And then check in.
To quote the great 20th century philosopher by the name of Dennis Cole, a.k.a. Ghostface Killer, hit the gym for a week, come back, elbows chiseled. Meet the new me. Who do we think is going to win? Aldo and Moraes have the same style.
You know what,
though? Sorry, man, it's Moraes.
You think so?
Yeah.
I think he's going to TKO.
Yeah, you know what I think. You know what I think, man. I think you know what.
Go ahead.
My bad. It's just the fall off is real, man. I mean, I know he's only 3-3.
He's cut a lot of weight
since the whole incident, but it just sucks that such a great legacy was ruined in 13 seconds.
It doesn't feel.
And it feels like it broke him.
See.
But then he got knockouts after that. I don't get this. What are you saying?
I mean, when he faced Max, what? When he faced who was the other loss he had?
But he was talking about Max Holloway, bro. Come on. Like, that's not. But he also had two knockouts after that. He came back and started putting hands on people.
What is the cut? He, like, outpointed Frankie or something.
That's the question.
Dude,
the question
he did not. He didn't outpoint Frankie. He humiliated Frankie.
In the first Frankie fight, maybe. The second one, he showed he still had it, but I just haven't seen a
there's
fire.
There's so much press ever since, about, even that, in about his how wins. Shitty he looks, though. Like, there's so much press about how bad he looks. Fire. I go, it is. See, I'm a publicity, it I'm is. A PR guy, so it's like, when I see all that PR, all that press about how bad he looks, I'm led to believe he probably got some shit in there. Like, he probably really ready to get, he probably has a little something that's, he's not as bad as he looks. That's what I mean. Like, people are putting it out same. There so much. Like, right. Oh, he looks sick. He looks terrible. He looks unhealthy. And they keep promoting that fact. And that's, I feel like that's
you think that's the sign up for that. But you know what, though?
Good TV.
But let's.
If
but,
he makes any kind of performance whatsoever,
Aldo.
Then he won.
That's my pick. Oh,
he's going to look skinny as shit.
That's I will always root for the old man.
But.
I have no all choice. Right. I'm an old man.
I love them both.
But it's hey, like, it's a good call. Right. I don't think Aldo's going to win.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal.
I'm alone.
It's a good pick.
Here's the deal. If you've really been paying attention, if you've really been paying attention to the UFC, a lot of dudes from Aldo's generation
get chopped up.
Well, they're throwing them to the new wolves.
Yep.
Right. I don't like
Marlon's
that.
A new wolf.
It's the name of the game.
Marlon's a new wolf. And how many times together. Have we been talking about these last few fights where people who were straight G's mm-hmm. have been getting mopped? Mm-hmm. It is
sad.
It's the circle of life,
MMA
bro.
Has a fast
Mufasa's
turnaround.
Getting pushed
MMA's
into the canyon.
Way fast turnaround. Yeah.
There you go again, traumatizing me with this Lion King stuff. There you go.
They're pushing Aldo into the canyon, and you hear the hooves. You
help
know what's
me.
Coming.
Help me! No.
And we got to sit on the outside of the cage and watch.
That was superb. That analogy or whatever that was.
Sometimes I just don't even want to hang out with these guys.
Man, that's intellect. I mean, that's intellect on a level I can't even.
Yeah. All right. So
the Bay raised me.
Did you see what he did? That's
three,
a very difficult
three
thing
versus
to
one. I'm going to go down fighting for Aldo. These guys, they're against. Got it.
And Dana White is Scar.
Just damn. No.
Nah. Dana White's Walt Disney.
Fuck. Right. Yes. That's it.
Right.
I'm going to cast James Earl Jones as Mufasa, but Matthew Broderick as his son.
And the only person to have an African accent will be the monkey. that was the most disrespectful aspect
really,
of the entire
Disney.
And,
it, right.
and is it, and is it a monkey or is it Benson?
Mm.
We're going to take a commercial break.
The African butler.
Ah, you remember Cosmic right. Slop on HBO?
Yes.
Oh, and he was the father?
Son.
Cosmic my homie.
Yeah.
George Clinton's show?
Yes.
Remember?
Yes.
Remember?
It rings a bell.
Remember when the aliens came and they're like, we'll kill cancer?
Before Ian Flux? Was that what
yes.
Was?
Yeah, yep.
That's what I thought.
We'll exactly. cure cancer if you give us all your black people.
I'm so glad I fucking remember that. I was looking real bad.
All right, we're going to take a commercial break. On the
it got hella
NBA.
Racial.
Damn.
And dark. I'm sorry.
Over here. Hey. Over here, I did. There's a conflict look, within. Look, we're going to work it out, though.
Look, you don't have to talk about...
We love our brother, man. We're going to help him with love. Love beats it all, man. Like okay. Marvin told us.
I'm the sweet NBA. Darren Doja.
Only love can...
Joined by...
The Bishop.
As well as Brain Damage.
Brain Damage,
right.
Boy.
We'll be right back.
Cage against the machine.
And we're back. We are. We're here to destroy
yes,
your commute.
Yes, y'all.
You're stuck in traffic right now.
Mm-hmm.
It sucks.
It's raining.
But we're here with you. Look over at the person next to you. They're texting on their phone. They playing around. You look at them and say, Cage Against the Machine got me covered. I'm going to laugh through this.
Laugh through all of it.
So, you know what's happening December 14th? It's UFC 245. Where are you going to watch it? At home, that's boring. That sucks.
You know where you need to go, people.
Where
Don't
should
you
be?
Hmm?
The premier place to watch.
The only spot, bro.
UFC in the East Bay.
And that is?
Seawolf.
Seawolf. Oh!
Fourth and Webster. our second official sponsor.
Seawolf.
Hey, it's so dope.
And tell me about Seawolf.
Seawolf
tell
is
him.
In Jack Lennon Square. It's where we have our fight party at.
Okay. It is a bar, restaurant.
Bar, what? Public house.
Oh. Public house. Nice.
Hey, the
Webster,
food is so popping.
Food really? Is good. The people are good.
Florida Webster,
watch
yeah,
the
I
fight.
That.
Please come on down.
Absolutely.
We'll take care of you.
Hey,
thanks.
It's going to be crazy.
Because the fight is tomorrow.
No, it's next Saturday.
Next Saturday.
Next. It's the tomorrow.
The tomorrow of next
tomorrow
week.
Tomorrow plus 7 days.
It's the tomorrow of next week.
Seven right. tomorrows
one
away.
One plus more.
It's net. It's tomorrow plus a week.
Plus a week.
Hey, man, just check this out. My bad, y'all. That was a fuck.
See? Bad, learn from your partner. Real quick.
Hey, my
learn.
Bad. It's actually not tomorrow. It's next Saturday.
I don't do my bad.
I made a mistake.
Everybody who says my so bad I'm does sorry. It again.
See the sword?
So what do you say, dog?
I apologize. It won't happen again.
I'm falling on
you
the sword.
You didn't say that.
Because I didn't apologize about it.
No, you said, see, I didn't say I apologize. I'm not really sorry. I'm not sorry. That's my
I don't do
bad.
Sorry because I'm not sorry. See, and I don't do my bad because everyone who says my bad is flaky and they keep doing
no,
it.
No. It means that I did something that I wouldn't do again, but I'm not actually like sorry about it. I'm just saying I wouldn't do it again. I wouldn't make that mistake again.
Wouldn't choose to do it again.
It's individual. Yeah,
so that was a bad as opposed to a good.
It's individual.
For me, it comes from hooping, you know, at Lacan right. Elementary, you know, 1987, thereabouts, my bad.
Berkeley.
That's why I learned my bad. My B-town. Bad was when you messed up on the court. Hey, my bad. That's all you say real quick. You don't say, I apologize for that, not making that pass, sir.
My bad, I just... I didn't see bad,
you open. No, I sincerely apologize
my
from
bad,
the bottom
I just,
of my heart with all sincerity.
Associate with shiftless individuals. Just shiftless. No, just
my bad, dog.
Mealy-mouthed, shiftly.
So it's next Saturday.
Hey, don't you owe me money? So my bad, dog.
So it's next Saturday. Yeah, that's when the my bad, you know, I can't say that it's always used
you know
with honor.
About.
I'm just saying. That's
you know
when the my bad goes
about.
Bad.
Hey, however, if you're going to sit.
But now you mess up
with my bad. Goes bad.
But not me, my
if
bad.
If you're going to sit
my
car.
Bad is my bad.
His is my bad is different from his.
My bad is better than the bad that bad that is.
The ground in my car? Oh, my bad.
Damn.
I see it. So I don't use that. Anyways, let's get into the this should be the co-main event.
Oh my God.
How do you have three co-main events? This should be the main event. If I'm honest, this should be the main event.
You know what? Right. If we're
sexism,
honest,
man.
It is. It is
the main event.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Record
this is
wise,
the fight.
This
person
the
has more belts than the other dudes up here.
Absolutely.
Okay, so.
Did you see the thing at the press conference, how her belt is smaller?
No.
Did everybody? And the press conference guy called it out, and all of a sudden the camera, like, you don't, then you look at it. I don't know if it was just the shadow. Go back and watch it, because there's a glare that's on the one belt that's not on the other belt. I think it's Max Holloway's belt. So you're saying, is there any truth to the fact that Max Holloway's belt is slightly bigger? I mean, it was just barely.
Wow.
And she went, well, I don't care. And it was like, man, there was no way to not see that little baby belt. UFC, bro, you got to do a lot better than that.
But okay? To be fair,
I'm just going to keep you up to snuff on this one.
To be fair.
That's a big time not
to be fair.
Right there.
The biggest.
They deserve the same size belts, dog. That's all there is to it.
If not bigger, dog.
Right.
Women's fights are way
Come
better
on,
than
man.
Dudes.
Period.
Okay.
The period, women's bro. Fights are way better.
Marketing moment. I'm Please. Trying to put a champion up there.
Exactly.
And her body is smaller than the other people.
I don't want to hear
this. So you let her
this
wear
is
a
weak.
Big belt.
This is
can
weak.
I finish?
Hold on. Did the Karate Kid get a trophy to his size, or did you just
can
get
I
the
finish?
Trophy? You get the trophy.
Can I finish?
Can I finish?
Okay, I'm back.
Can I finish? Is this what we're going
to
do?
Should we let him finish?
You're trying to sell somebody, and you don't want the belt to cover their whole body.
Okay.
Blood, this is weak.
What is the highest
Bad
level
look.
Of a woman's woman's...
Bad lie, bro.
What's the highest level of a woman?
Let him walk.
What's the highest level of
Keep
the...
Keep walking.
What's the highest level? Mm-hmm. What's the highest weight?
The highest division?
Yep.
145, featherweight.
Which is...
She's the champ.
Almost mid-level.
You don't put him up there
almost
like this for one smaller
Almost mid-level of the men, right?
You see how that looks? If you're going to do that and you're going to have it to
I
size...
I can hear you with the almost, but...
You don't do it like
almost
this.
Almost mid-level.
They had him on a table like this, bro. They had him just side to
almost
side like this.
Almost mid-level.
As if to insinuate, one... Was superior than another. What does size mean?
I'll still
with
give it about 75%.
Do you get a smaller trophy when you do better or worse?
I never got a trophy.
See, trophies are based on, you know, how good you do.
I would know.
Size,
I never got trophies.
I'm pretty sure.
I don't have any trophies.
Karate Kid's right. trophy. Did they go custom make Mr. Camacho his own size, or do you get the one that's there?
Camacho.
So the
Camacho, champion, but y'all coming after me about Brazil.
Ralph Camacho.
Camacho.
What was his name?
Camacho.
What was his name?
Like a Jeep.
It was Machio. It was Machio.
I'm sorry,
Daniel
my paisa.
What?
You know what I mean?
What?
My bad.
Daniel
so
LaRusso's going to fight.
Camacho. You know I'm in MMA mode, man. So... Look, I forgot.
Hector
you
Camacho.
You come here with
Camacho's
that.
Boxer.
Any sort of geek shit from the 80s, you do not fuck around when you
okay,
come
look.
Real.
Listen,
I forgot.
Listen.
My bad.
It's a cold squad up here.
My paisan, man. My bad, Ralph. Okay,
it's a marketing thing. Now,
Blood, don't do
the
this.
Women are going to be smaller than the men. are, wait. with
so
the ex-
true.
Wait, there's 250-pound women fighting in the UFC? Hold on.
How much do the men weigh? Does a man who weighs the same as the woman get a belt the same size?
The belt.
You
should,
answer that.
The size
huh?
of the belt should be the
answer
size
that.
Of the belt.
Answer
when
that.
You get
what
it, you put it on and don't complain if it's too big.
I'm a fan. I don't know shit. Amanda Nunez is in what weight class?
What weight
Rose,
class is she in?
Did Rose, complain about her belt size?
135. So
and 145 champ.
Is there a 135?
So to do the women a favor, so you trying to tell me that to do the women a favor, they make the belt smaller?
Wait, wait, wait.
Is that what you're saying?
Let me help you with your false equivalents. Let me start here.
Wow.
I didn't say that the belt weighed more. Suckers. I said the belt is smaller so the camera can see it.
I didn't say way more either.
Yeah,
I said it was smaller.
Because
I don't know
because
how much
if,
it weighs.
Because
I would
if,
assume less than.
Because if she wore the dude's belt, she'd just be invisible. We can't see her. The
belt
is too big.
You're telling me a woman who weighs 115.
They don't make them for size.
The belt is so big. She's invisible.
Hold on.
It's all bad, bro.
Let's start
there. The heavyweight belt ain't bigger than the middleweight belt.
Let's start there.
She's invisible,
Brain.
The belt is too big.
Who's the 115 champ?
Women are the same size belt, man.
Who's the 115 champ,
Brent? Anybody else? The same size champion is the champion.
The flyweight.
The champion is the champion.
Who's the champ?
Look at this.
I can't see her because the belt is too
that the
big.
One, does they want
it's so big, I can't see her.
How tall is she?
115. Who's 115?
115. That's what, 5'2"? You
Please
think
stop.
The belt's the same size? You guys.
Please stop.
You live in fantasy worlds.
Please stop.
You live in fantasy worlds.
I've had your
man, here's all I'm saying, bro.
We're specifically talking
about
the most heaviest weight class of the women's. It has a smaller belt than... The class.
I don't know if you noticed this, but the heaviest woman is smaller than the heaviest guy.
Third lightest.
Have you figured that out?
Is John Jones and Daniel Cormier's belts? Because they're different in height considerably. Mm-hmm. So
third,
are you telling me for Daniel Cormier they made him a special
I can't believe you walked into that trap. I can't believe you walked into that trap.
I'm just saying.
It's
I can't
not a
believe
trap, bro.
It's the same size.
Daniel Cormier's belly, and you know I love you, Daniel. You know what I told you at Conquer.
It's longer? Because we went height, right? You said height, didn't you?
Stop, blood.
Come on.
I guess you guys don't understand how body mass works.
Please don't. Please don't.
But another person.
That's what I'm saying.
Do you know
if you put
that normal belt over Brain, you're not going to see him. You know that, right? It's going to look like it's a walking medallion.
Like the WBC. Do they get different size belts?
You ever seen Indiana Jones? You ever seen Raiders of the Ark? When he puts the little medallion in there? That's what it would look like.
Equality for all. Fight the good fight, man. To all my women out
there. You go.
Man, hey, I want bigger belts for all the women champs.
Let me help you guys.
Bigger belts for all the women champs.
Hey,
we want bigger belts. We want bigger belts. We want.
How come they asking about the belt and they not asking about the pay?
We want to know about the pay for everybody.
I want both. I want
especially
both.
Especially the women. Because
they didn't put the paycheck on the table right next to the man paycheck like this.
But what I understand is how you get somebody.
They got a bigger chain. They got a bigger chain. What does that sound like? They got a bigger chain.
Don't
what does
try
that
it.
Sound like?
Don't
sounds
try
like
it.
Rap.
Don't
every
try
MMA fighter should get paid more than what they're getting paid right now.
Period.
And their belt should be the same damn size. Especially if you're the highest weight class in the women's.
They should do it like
ultimate out of all the divisions.
Look.
And your belt is littler than the third lightest weight class in all the women's.
It's a little bitty baby
third lightest.
One. It's a little
he said it's
small.
Almost halfway.
It's like a child's
but
plate.
Technically, it's only the third lightest.
If you're going to tell me.
125. 135,
it's like a plate burger.
Then you got 155,
if you're telling me Amanda
Nunes
is the same
and
size, you're
so
fooling
three,
yourself.
But
five.
No. But I just need to make sure. I just need to make sure that I'm hearing you. I just need to make sure that I'm hearing you.
You tell me Amanda Nunes is the same size as Nogano.
All right, you know what, blood? We got to move on to the next fight.
Is the same size as John Jones?
We got to go to the next fight. We got to go to the next fight.
The belt should be
right.
Next
fight. That's cool. I'm gonna go buy all y'all women's pants tomorrow.
Next fight.
You're absolutely right.
Next fight.
Lululemon right now buying y'all some leggings.
Because
you'll fit it fine, won't you? Can't wait. Next cage.
That's all good. I need a costume for Halloween anyway.
Go buy me a women's weight set. Will it still be 150 pounds?
They don't make women's weight sets.
Oh, I didn't think so.
They make weight sets.
And they don't make women's champion belts. They make champion belts.
The same size. Are they the same size?
Respect them ladies, man.
Come on, man.
Did the ladies respect that glove?
Respect on that woman name. She one of the greats, man. Amanda Nunes. Let's keep it.
Respect on her name and around her waist.
I think everybody knows the pick on that one. Amanda Nunes is the pick for me.
You think so?
Yeah, easy.
If it goes to the ground.
Man, that's one of the greats. I'm not picking it.
If it goes to the ground, even more, but she's hella dangerous.
I know that. But if it doesn't go to the ground,
like she said, she did it at the beginning,
and Duranda make it X, If Dragon make the kicks, come on. If she connects,
here's
with
the
that.
Problem. Here's the problem. The reality tactically, all belt drama aside, is that Amanda's hungry. She goes after you, bro.
Yes.
Like, she ain't gonna let you dance. So what I'm saying is, if she has, if Jermaine has any advantage standing, she's just gonna dump her on the ground and tap her. That's the reality. But, she's gonna come with the hands, and sure. If anything looks remotely dangerous, tackle and grapple.
But if she connects.
I don't think she's connecting on anything that's putting Amanda to sleep.
Jermaine, if she connects.
She's going to have to outbox her and keep her at bay.
Well, she
and
beat her, though, didn't she?
Jab her to death like GSP did.
They haven't fought.
So,
I just watched the press conference. She said beat her at the beginning of the journey.
Amanda knocked her out in the first round, I think, under a minute.
Am I tripping?
When?
I just saw a press conference today. And quite a few
years ago. It was like 6 years ago.
I think 2013,
Fight for the Troops.
Oh. So imagine how I can do against her now.
Mm-hmm. Fight for the Troops, and first round knockout.
And she answered with, well, I was not, neither one of us are the same person we were then. As
right.
Okay.
And she lost to her. It's just they weren't champions yet. And she got her belt took. She got her belt took by not wanting to see Cyborg, right? That was the whole thing.
She did. She vacated the belt rather than fight Cyborg.
Now.
And it was because Cyborg was supposed to fight Holly Holm. They were making the belt for her. And she was like, oh, I need 12-week camp. They were like, our event is in 8 weeks in February. Mm-hmm. And so Cyborg was like, well, have the fight without me. And they was like, call your bluff, bitch. You know what I mean?
Say, Jermaine is not that
and
shy
then
about
doing Jermaine, and she took advantage. She beat Holly Holm.
She's not shy about having turned down fights. She'll sit there and be like, oh, no, that's absolutely right. I turned down that
I'm
fight.
I'm pretty sure she turned down Nunes before a second fight.
Let's just be clear. Jermaine knocks out men.
And she's got hammers.
Oh, wait. Maybe they'll have a different size belt.
And the only thing about Nunes is she's been a champion a long time, but at the same time.
So you're saying if Jermaine wins and she's bigger, then she should get the same size belt as Max?
Look at that.
If you're trying to take a picture.
What size belt should Jermaine get?
If you're taking a picture.
She's bigger.
Max, how tall is she? Picture, what do you think?
Are you taking a picture?
How tall is she?
Side by side.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
I did take the picture of my belt right here. I didn't look like no medallion, y'all.
I would catch up with this guy in 6 months when he's doing some marketing. I'd be like, you're right. Get the same size.
You know, when I'm getting that championship belts made for Concord, you're only going to get one size.
Because you don't have women.
We got women, but we just haven't won champions yet. But when we do, they'll be the same size. I guarantee
that's
you.
My
I'll
say that
right.
And when I measure, I'm putting you everywhere. And I'm putting you everywhere. When you can't even see your 115 fighter, I'm gonna put them everywhere. I'll be like, hey, that was really cool how you brought a robot in the fight.
In a picture of our brand, of our beautiful
looking like Destro.
All right.
So what's your prediction?
I just told you,
Jermaine.
I just told you, if Jermaine touches her, she's got the touch of death. But Amanda's better on the ground. Amanda's got takedowns. Amanda's got better footwork.
Has her chin been tested? Has Nunes been clipped?
That's the one thing that I've always been questioning. Who has tested her chin?
On the ground. Kat Zingano.
Exactly.
Clocked her.
But that's her last loss. Since then, she's learned so much.
She's a different animal.
And gotten so much better.
She's
a monster.
Hey, I think right now she's the scariest human being in the cage.
I think she's
going to
knock her out.
I think she's the scariest human being in the cage.
I would still like to go back to, I believe given Amanda's record, given that she's the two belt champ, she should have been the main event.
Absolutely.
I agree.
And only sexism made it different.
Because
no, Donald Trump helped make
because
that
of because of my
that
fight prediction, I feel like this should have closed the show because it's going to be a highlight reel.
Fact.
Highlight
fact.
Reel.
Now, saw that spike from that MAGA.
Moving on to our next next fight, we have the Blessed Era, Max Holloway versus Auckland, New Zealand, by way of Australia, Alexander Volkanovski.
So let me guess, who you think gonna win?
Man.
Me? Or New Auckland?
I think City Kickboxing gets a new champion next Saturday.
So is it just New Zealand for the tip forever? If you find out, you're winning.
Volkanovski's wrestling is part of the reason why Israel was so good at defending stuff, why City Kickboxing is so good. And I think if you see the clips, he's going to dump Max on his back and there's going to be a problem. That guy is a rugby player converted into a wrestler. He's very dangerous. You saw what he did to Aldo.
Right.
He's got the hands, he's got the feet, and his clinch and his dump is it's Matt Hughes, bro, at 140.
And then he's got
Matt
hammers.
Hughes.
He's got hammers.
It's
those
Matt
kicks.
Hughes with Dan with Hooker's like hands.
Okay, but then here's the question.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about like fighters and zones, right? Like when BJ was in zone. Sure. Okay, so where is Max Holloway right now? I don't get a feeling that he's in a zone.
He was in that zone until he ran into Poirier.
Yes.
He wanted to take that challenge of going up weight class, see if he could get the title. But then he came back and beat Frank Edgar, and he's getting back into his momentum. And honestly, Volkanovski doesn't have the household name like all the guys that Max beat to get here and be reigning as a featherweight champion. But he's the most dangerous one.
Yes.
He's the most dangerous, and Max got to really use his MMA IQ. He's got to use his
distance. And he's got to use his history, He's got to use his cage
history. He's got to use his pummel, takedown defense. When he's on the ground, starts throwing shit up right away. So you'd let him know, hey, I'm dangerous on the floor too with my jits. But if
I was a betting man, I got to say Max Holloway is going
to
come up with the L, man.
I'll tell you
it's going to be definitive. Like, we're not going to be like, oh, that was close. It's going to be like, it was close until, what I'm saying?
Until that left hand landed.
Well, I'm going to tell you guys what you got to watch out for in this kind of thing. I mean, so I don't know how many of you guys watched the weigh-ins today.
Yeah.
But, like, I always have that eye test thing. Like, when I go to the horse track, I like to look at the horses. I see the fighters. But I get that eye test. So I like to gamble based on that eye test. And I'll say this about Max. I mean, he's either supremely confident right now or he's a little bit full of himself. And if dude is as bad as you guys say, He might be set up for that situation right now. I gotta say, as far as the eye test, dude looked either supremely confident, like I said, in his zone, or he's setting it because he was calling dude an extra piece of candy or what, like he was just saying, oh, it's another cupcake to taste the flavor. And it's like, man, when you start looking at things as a set rather than the next fight being one of one, that's where it's like, bro, I hope you got it, because if you don't, dude looked like just another cat that like was very confident in himself, but he didn't look like that. He didn't look overly. He was like, okay, yeah, it's good. So I wouldn't be shocked either way, but I'd probably just for upset, I'd probably pick Volkanovski.
Yeah,
I think so.
Fact. That press conference was a month ago.
If he can use the DS type of pattern where you just pick them apart, keep them at bay, 70-70, 70-70, 70-70, 70-70. It's going to be interesting.
And that's how it should go.
If this gets the championship rounds, that's where Max can shine in this fight.
Yep.
Interesting.
If he starts getting hit early,
or gets slammed and
the way
gets
he was
a lot
getting hit in that Poirier fight, I didn't like the way. If he keeps fighting that way,
it's going to be
a BJ Penn type situation where you lose the mojo and then you're just fighting out of just the love of it. But, like, I just don't want him to get hit in the head the way he was just take. Because, I mean, us Hawaiians, we got a hard head. And if you're going to hit it, we're going to take it and keep coming forward. But that's not the long-term strategy that you really want to use with the guy with the skill set of Max. Like Cabbage. Cabbage, he wasn't no technical fighter, but he was going to go out there and get hit in the head, and almost like that Ollie Ropadope until he got a chance to get on top of you and start
and
slamming him. Right?
Yeah.
That's not Max.
That's not.
Max is a technician. That's what he has to be strong with in order to win this fight. I think he could do it, but I mean...
Yeah, he's got that IQ.
What's also interesting
is he's a bad man.
If he clips him, there's nobody to be surprised.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. If he starts taking those same kind of hits again...
Ooh, boy.
It's not
I think you're right about those championship rounds, too. I think if he gets up there, Max is...
Yeah, if he gets it, that's... But I looked at Volkanovski's record. He does have 2 fourth-round finishes.
Oh.
So he has been in championship fights
City
before. And you know what I mean? In some of the lesser promotions,
He hasn't had
a 5-round fight yet, so...
Jesus.
We'll see. You know, Max is a cardio monster, but...
Mm-hmm.
Man,
everybody's got to reach that point.
And like you said, City Kickboxing is on a roll.
Yeah, I was
right
gonna
now.
Say City
if
Kickboxing.
Those guys don't win, if those guys don't win Gym of the Year, City man, I don't know what the hell Vegas is doing.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
they already won it. I mean, they're last year. We are now at that time, my favorite time,
his favorite time.
What
is your favorite time?
It's mine.
It will be your favorite time.
He will learn,
ladies and gentlemen.
Are you
like,
ready?
It feels like
we
my favorite
now.
Time.
It is now time for the main event of the evening. Fighting! He is the welterweight champion out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Can I say that again, by the way? Fort Lauderdale, Florida! It feels so good to finally be able to root for somebody from Florida. By way of Lagos. The Nigerian Nigeria. Nightmare.
Nigeria!
Kamaru Usman.
Usman.
Versus fighting out of a butt crack. He is.
Is it butt crack Oregon? Is that where Brad's from?
No, Bend, I think.
Come on, Oregon. Man, there's a lot of good people in Bend, man.
Yes, there is. Colby Covington. Why is this fight happening? It had to happen. Good marketing versus good marketing. Kamaru Usman fooled people into believing he was a pushover for years and worked his way up and then defeated Tyron Woodley, who, I don't know.
Like, so devastatingly, though.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just like he won or, yeah, he got him. It was a clear cut above, dog.
It was like Woodley wasn't there. It's like he was stuck backstage.
It was deep. And it was hard to watch because I didn't even hate either one of them.
No.
The class level was so clear, you know.
And I've always really liked Usman. And there's reason why do I like Usman. Right. First of all, he is the direct disciple of one of my first and favorite and all-time favorite MMA fighters by the name of Rashad Sugar Evans.
Mm.
I just have nothing but good things to say about that dude. I really appreciate him. Kamaru, along with Rashad and Anthony Rumble Johnson, who will be coming back in January, formed a crew with a bunch of people who you were schooling me about, who left AT&T and started something called Black Zillions.
Yep.
They would later start bringing in a lot of Sancho fighters, and then notably grabbed a young Nigerian who was fighting over in China by the name of Israel Adesanya to step up to train against for John Jones. So I've always been a big fan of their camp and that legacy. And what I've really liked is the same reason that I like Israel, how the minute he wins a belt, he shots out his teacher. I love that when Usman won his belt, he shot it out Rashad.
Yep.
I love the lineage. I love seeing the traditional martial arts return back to it. On the other hand, you have the direct disciple of one of my least favorite MMA fighters of all time by the name of Chael Sonnen.
Never liked Chael, bro.
Under Chael?
That's his little brother.
That's his boy, bro.
That's his boy. That's his boy, bro.
No wonder he's got the gimmicky attitude. No wonder he's got the gimmicky attitude.
That's who trained. Yeah. Right, that's his guy.
That's what you call Gail-ism.
It's really weak, bro.
Yeah. Why are we so emotional about Colby Covington? Colby Covington was a couple weeks from being cut by the UFC. Before he went down to Brazil, he turned into this wrestling heel character where he started wearing a MAGA hat, a cheap suit. He started saying that Brazil was a dump, that Brazilians were trash, everybody's on steroids.
It's not cool, bro.
And so he really says, he really uses his mouth to try to work things up. What I found was very interesting at the last fight he was at, that the president was at, there were more people booing the president and Colby Covington than there was applauding them. Yep. And I think that was lost on many people. I'm not sure that people at AT&T actually dislike Covington. I think they're all in on it. I think Poirier's in on it. I think Masvidal's in on it. But the fact that they play loose with that stuff, you know, there
you
comes
a reckoning. You hear what he said about Glenn Robinson? I mean,
yeah.
He said, I know Usman gave Glenn a heart attack from all those years of ducking me, and then he said he'll be watching from hell on December 14th.
No, he didn't.
His daughters came out and said something yesterday, like, man, blood. Hey, dog. Like, so that's, if you're using, like, that's where it's like, okay, he's got some hate in his heart. Like, it's not just.
Now, here's the other part of it, though, bro.
But you know Dan Lambert, his
that stuff brings reactions, that stuff brings engagement. He's saying it. He's saying it to your face. It's a strategy. I mean.
Yes, yes.
And like you're saying, a lot of it was lost that people were booing the president. I think a lot of it's lost that the dude got elected that way. Like, it's understanding that strategy, the trolling strategy of society that we live in now. People are pissed off.
I've been trying to tell.
And it's like there's a lot of people that relate to that attitude. And a lot of misguided other people that may have missed it. But that's on both sides of the argument.
That's
He is certainly embodying a very ugly, what I would, you know, my opinion says an ugly side of our society. However,
he is also
telling you to your face, look, dog, my bank account is reflecting my success right now.
Correct.
Like you said,
it was
2 weeks from being cut. I'll bet his bank account does not look like he's being cut right now.
Right.
So it's like anybody that says that in this capitalist society that we live in, that, you know, to make a couple extra dollars, you wouldn't put on a certain hat or maybe adopt a certain mode of thinking. I'm not saying that he's a liberal wrapped in a...
Right,
he certainly put the steroids, if you will, put the gasoline on that fire of like that he knew it was an easy,
right, it's easy.
Nobody in the UFC was trying to back Trump. He took Trump's back. He got invited to the, he'll be invited to the Republican National Convention now. He built himself a lane based on this thing, and it was such an easy play.
But here's the deal, though.
Off, and he's got everybody pissed off. It's like, and he is a heel. And guess what? We're in the fucking, we're in the era of the heel. That's why DC is still better, because their villains are still doper, and nobody care, nobody remembers the bad villains. Like villains that are why do you remember Chael Sonnen? Chael Sonnen's working for ESPN right now.
But here's the beauty of it.
The good guy's doing.
Here's you see the how he's trying to just sneak that in there, DeJean?
You gotta get it where you can, man.
He's wearing a Marvel shirt.
You see what it says on there?
It means that he marvels at how
it says Endgame was the best movie of all time, and the best movie you have has a clown killing people. Anyways, moving on.
Here's what I want to say, though. On the real. To your point about Chael. Right, here's the deal. Remember how Chael was talking real crazy about Silva, right?
Yep.
Remember?
Yep,
yeah. He was being hella disrespectful, hella culturally and racially disrespectful, right? And look at the humiliation that he faced in the end, right?
Twice.
And then look at the dignity with which Anderson Silva approached that disrespectful dude. In that moment, there are so many things he could have done and said, but he acted like a champion.
Exactly.
Okay?
Yeah,
now,
exactly.
In the same vein, I'm taking it back. Habib, right? Disrespected hella much, right? When he mopped McGregor and he choked him and almost took his whole jaw off, he closed it with respect, right? This is gonna happen again. They don't pay attention to how their paths end. The Colby Covingtons of the world, these dudes, they get all that hype and they do get a lot of money and they do get a lane. But you know what happens in the clutch?
We need our villains, though. We need our heels.
You know what, though?
Yes.
Usman is going to destroy this fool.
He has to win,
and it's going to be magnificent.
He has to win, though.
It's not just going to win, though. It will be magnificent.
Here's the problem with this fight.
And I hope that Covington conducts himself the same way that Sonnen did when he lost. He did go to the center and give.
He's gonna be out. There will be no thing. He's gonna be gone, bro.
Because of the code of the wrestler or whatever. Like he did it at the end.
Right.
When he got beat, come to the center of the ring and give dude his props. So hopefully, Cuz puts that all to the side if he gets beat.
We gonna see.
And I got a feeling. I just got a feeling it's a lot of
Here's the problem. They are a lot more equally matched than you want to believe. Your passion will let you.
Dude's playing with house money.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
They are a lot more equally matched. Do not think this is
Usman
in the bag.
Looks like a bad man.
They use the
like
same
man, like
style.
A bad motherfucker.
Covington hits at 60%.
Right.
Usman
exactly.
hits at 70%. The problem is he could fit in more. Covington could fit in more. So Usman, again, we haven't seen
so
any
faster.
Kicks.
He's faster, basically.
Right. He had
3 seconds,
injuries
he's going to land 10 punches while Usman will land 7.
Absolutely. So if Usman tries and goes, what everybody who has gone against Covington has done is failed with power. You've seen it with Lawler, right?
And they can't.
You've
they
seen
can't
him
RDA. With pace.
Everybody.
Once he's in there with that pace, it's.
Dude, you got to keep that pace, if not more. If not more.
But what do you say, though, about, like, Colby Covington's ability, given all of the issues with his camp? Like, if any of those camp issues are real, that means his training ain't what it maybe should be. And if it ain't what it should be,
all different fiction. People leaving his camp, all that kind of stuff.
You know what I'm saying?
It's fiction.
Dude,
I think that's all
fiction. I don't
believe
it's fiction.
No. I think it's all fiction.
I don't know if it's all fiction, but because I know once you put on that hat and you start acting like that, there's a bunch of people that are going to back up off you. But that doesn't. I think it's also been all played up. He's using the president's handbook.
I think it's Dan Lambert and Florida.
He's
and
number
nobody
two.
Nobody cares.
I mean, you know, he's number
he
two.
Got
on the list.
He got a dorm there.
He, ain't there for no
he
reason.
Got paychecks. People
ain't
pretend. Hey, this is
oh,
what I learned.
Not, he got the strike.
This
record.
Is what I learned
I mean,
about the
wrestler.
World on Go. Facebook, whatever. People, oh, I can't stand Covington. All that. On Facebook, yeah, man. Hey, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, same guys. Yeah, that's how the president got elected. That's what I'm saying.
Right. So, and like you said, he found his lane.
He found his lane.
He's
and I guarantee the UFC. That's he's the
he's
reason.
He's got a bad attitude as a
reason.
Person, but then he can amplify that with the gimmick.
Yeah. If
and,
without the gimmick,
and take it to 1,000 and do the horrible stints
question,
about Matt. Matt
here's
he's
how Usman has to win.
And Robinson in the grave.
Yep.
Here's how Usman has to win. He's not going to – he has to keep the pace, but he can't do 60% with him.
But
he has
no,
to even drop –
but that's what his pace is.
He's
got to
drop it down to
non-stop
40 and then
from
wrestle.
From belt to belt. His arms are moving. His legs are
he's
moving.
He's
got
to do it to 40 and wrestle.
He's adjusting.
He's got to wrestle. He's got to wrestle him and hold him on the ground.
And then if the wrestling cancels out, he's got the quickness and Usman's got the power.
How good is Covington's
jiu-jitsu? If the wrestling cancels out, that might be bad for Usman because
I have no sense of his submission ability or submission defense. Usman is a
Nigerian American. You don't go against.
He's not even looking for a submission yet. He's looking to pull
that,
you
with that cardio
and just pound on.
I've seen Usman's chain wrestling against Chandler in practice, and that was terrifying.
Looked pretty crispy.
So you keep bringing back Khabib. My thing is, I feel like Usman and Khabib have the same approach. In theory, to the fight, the style is different, but their approach is: I'm gonna get to you, I'm gonna put you on your ass, and then I'm gonna beat the living hell out of you.
Well, they have the same manager. You know however, let me tell you the exception. Usman's deadliest weapons have yet to be seen in the UFC,
and they are
30%.
His kicks. Huh?
No, you know what that 30% was?
His health.
Yes, his kicks. His kicks are like disgusting. He's got Sancho style like kicks. Like you have yet to see him kick because his body's been broken for so long.
But I don't know if this is the fight where you want to bring that out.
So again, you got to.
You have to. And then
Covington catches that leg and bum rushes him. I get the wrestling, but
he's not going to catch it. You got to kick the lower.
I feel what you're saying.
You got to kick the lower leg.
I feel what you're saying. But if you want to keep Covington respecting you, you got to punish with them legs.
And if he does,
early and hard.
And if he does punish with the legs, that's what's going to slow Covington's speed down.
I'm not talking the upper thigh. I'm talking kicking
inside. The shin,
the back of the foot.
Yep.
Like keep his front. Still keep him off his front. Slow his
speed down. And that's one of his main arsenal is his speed.
You know what I'm saying? So if he
can put
substantial damage with the legs and use the hands to keep him at bay until he wants to wrestle him and finish him, this could be devastating.
So, Cage Cousins, it's unanimous. We want Usman to win. Yes. We're just going to let you know this is going to be a nail biter.
Who said it's unanimous?
You don't want Usman to win?
Why do I want either of them to win?
You don't want either of them to
win? He's saying that he doesn't have a dog in the fight. He doesn't have a dog in the fight, but who do you think will win?
Who do you think would win?
I'm going to go with Usman slightly, but I mean, it wouldn't be bad for business if Covington won.
Yeah, I'm bracing for Covington.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It'll be horrible for business.
Yeah.
I'm preparing for Covington.
Not for Dana White. Because he's right on there with him.
You speak of reality. I know.
I'm just saying that bank account reality is a tough, rent.
Hey,
is
but
tough
you know what?
Bay,
hey, I'm going to take it back to the beginning of the show. I'm going to take it back to the beginning of the show.
Take it back.
Usman looks pissed. He's definitely in his head. There's no. I'll tell you that right now.
Got the baby hand wash.
All right,
got
here
the
we
baby.
Go.
Respect my name.
Here we go.
Is that Mr. Miyagi?
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
I see.
Allahu Akbar. The Muslim will be victorious.
God is the greatest.
Usman's a Muslim. I know. Well, he's Ali. That's right. Got it.
And the Nigerian. Throwing that in because I'm
he's
Nigerian.
He's Nigerian American. Definitely don't bet against that cardio, man. You ever seen him?
Green and white.
You ever seen the Olympics, man? Well, he was running for like 7 days in a row.
Incredible predictions and show. We have one last announcement, possibly. I don't know if you guys knew this and you've been following us for a while, but there used to be a wonderful, wonderful local Bay Area premier promotion. Let's think about this for a minute. There has not been a UFC in the Bay Area since Silva versus Sonnen.
Wow, it's been that long.
Bay Area. Not in San Jose.
Sacramento doesn't count.
You're not counting Shark City?
Okay.
I'm going to let you get away with this.
Okay. I don't want to be divisive. Fine.
So in the major Bay Area.
He's going to hate on Shark City.
In the East Bay.
Heroes Martial Arts is in San Jose.
San Jose is a huge market.
Shark City. West Coast. Shout out to Bobby.
I will say that San Jose is the Bay Area. Can we be honest that it's Central California, though?
Say again.
Thornton.
Yeah.
Can we be honest, that's Central California?
Knocked him out.
San Jose?
San Jose.
I was like, oh! No.
That when you... When
I don't
you're,
even follow the hockey when you're,
at the bottom of the bay.
Bam!
It's the bottom of the bay. It is part of the bay.
Makes it the South Bay? Yeah.
It's the South Bay, but you're also what? How
it's
far...
It's as much the South Bay as Vallejo is the North Bay. I mean...
But you're how far from Salinas?
Hour and a half.
Really putting in a lot of work hating on Shark City.
But I'm not
family.
Hating.
But you're like, 40,
I'm not hating.
30 minutes from
if I was hating,
you spent a lot of time talking
hating,
about Shark City. And
my father
in
and my uncle would have been the first black lawyers there.
Ooh.
All right, that's fine. But you over here.
And did they say that they were from Central California, or did they say they were from Southern California?
No, they said they're from Florida.
What's up, bro?
Okay. Florida! Now, okay.
Ow!
Point was, other than that, unless you want to go to Bellator.
Anyways, yes.
Unless you want to go to a Bellator event, which there has not been.
Bellator events are fun.
Don't hate Bellator, bro.
Bellator.
There has not been a fight in the Bay Area proper or near us within 20 minutes in a long time. Until,
that's true. That's true.
Until Conquer Fighting Championship.
Zoom in on that, man.
Took over the Richmond Craneway and put back-to-back events that were incredible.
And the Craneway is so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. Okay, so they disappeared for 3 years, 4 years?
Yeah, that many.
And I would nag my friend Darren. I'd be like, when are we going to get another Conquer? And I felt like I was getting on his nerves, and so I just kind of told myself, shut up and leave him alone. So I started seeing some posts this week. Do you have an announcement for me? Can I get my hopes up?
I can't give a rock solid announcement other than to say that there has been talks and developments that are constantly in movement. But this week in particular, the president of the company, Trevor Johnson, did put up a post on Facebook. You know how those memories pop up? So the memory from the very first show came up, and he said, "Man, I'd love to do another one of these." And he asked Facebook for some feedback.
Yeah, buddy.
I wouldn't have known except for like 16 calls came to my phone, text messages. My mother called me. "What, you guys going to do another Conquer?" So I was like, wow, I guess somebody posted something. So I found out about this and I looked at it. So all week long I've been reaching out. But I'm glad to say that I had my first conversation with the president actually on the drive here. Trevor, shout out to Trevor Johnson.
Thank you, Trevor.
Fairfield, he just got back. I'm going to go have a meeting with my brother on Sunday or Monday and hash out the particulars on a potential Conquer 5 at a very prestigious venue. If all goes the way it's supposed to go,
Hyped.
I can say that I'm probably just going to go ahead and just commit now to the exclusive for Cage Against the Machine.
And you know this.
Yo.
And we'll be doing it like we've always done it, a step up every single time when we do it. If you know Conquer Fighting Championships, you know that we basically came in and carved our own spot in an already competitive landscape, pretty much instantaneously with the first event. We set ourselves apart from every other, you want to call it a local promotion. Right. And we set our sights high. We wanted to give, Trevor Johnson's a fight guy, so what you talk about fighters not getting paid, our budget, you know, percentage-wise.
Speak on it.
Considerably larger, you know, percentage-wise for the fighter purses, and that goes through. And it's also, we've produced, you know, four shows of solid competition. I think in the fourth one that we just did, we had, was it 16 fights and only one went to decision.
Wow, so
it was pretty incredible, actually. All the fighters come out to fight. Everybody, all the feedback I've been getting, a lot have been from fighters in camps saying, man, would love to come fight for Conquer again. And that's, I like to think, a product or a result of the exemplary work we've done in the region and for the sport. And we intend on only doing it when we can have it at the highest level that we're capable of bringing, which is what we know. We are looking for partnerships, vending and sponsorship opportunities, also general, you know, investor relations. So if you wanted to tap in on that, we are looking for partners on this if you want to get on the ground floor of what's going to be a national major event. It's really just pretty much going to be the UFC and us. I mean, there's no, I hate to say that I want to chop off heads, but that's what I really come as a marketer to do, and that's, you know, destroy the competition. And I feel like we already did that on a local regional level. No disrespect to anybody that was already in the game for way longer before us. It was just, we understood how to come in as some young cats that had the certain something that, you know, really made it all come together, whether it was the president that's the true passionate player in the field, whether it was the relationship with the camps or the gyms and the local foothold, or whether it was just my experience in show business that was able to really put that polish, that look. We like to make things, everything I do, I like to make it the place to be. So it's like, if it's an event, I want it to be the event. So for Conquer, it was like, if you were in MMA, and that was why Cage Against did get the ringside seats, because Brett approached us with the utmost of professionalism. And we've now over five, you know, what was it, about 3 years of shows there. Yeah.
built a real solid relationship with Cage Against the Machine. I saw Cage Against the Machine working in the beginning, in the early days, and that was why I reached out to Deshaun this week just to kind of come on. And then he extended the invitation to come on. I was like, hell yeah, I'll come on that thing. You guys are doing work over there. So I plan on, regardless of what happens with Conquer, being involved in a lot of levels of production and just all around bringing shine to everything that we do, man. That's all. It's just making it look good, and that's my job. And so we've had a privilege. So anyways, Conquer 5 is in the mix, and I'll tell you more next week after I talk with the president. Fingers crossed. Trevor, if you're watching this, they all want to see it, man. Quit fucking around.
Please,
you know what I'm
please.
Everybody read and at Trevor Johnson, the matchmaker and president for Conquer Fighting, and tell them that you want to see this thing. Look, we did 3-4 shows in Richmond. We really kicked some butt, but we got something in store for you guys. It's going to be really exciting.
Exciting.
So, can't wait to announce it. Thanks a lot. And thank you very much for your support. Continuing.
Thank you for coming.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
And you're
my
always pleasure. Welcome. 2020, plenty
thank
of shows.
So thank you so much.
All you have to do is let us know the day of.
Yeah.
You're always welcome.
I want to talk, you know, superhero movies next, man. Next time, so.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
We got bones to pick, man.
Well, you know we always.
I ain't gonna
do,
stand for this disrespect of my people.
You know we always do
no
a recap
than, you know
of,
I mean?
Of a Marvel movie. You know that?
Is that do we?
We have a.
Well, because good, because I mean I noticed that we pay homage to Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
And we pay homage to Michael Jordan. So we pay homage to the greats.
We
but
do.
For some reason, Superman don't get no respect in this joint. So it's like
because,
I'm gonna just say,
there's
you
no
know,
respect.
The Michael Jordan of superheroes is not going to get trampled upon simply because we got a nice couple of run of movies. You know, we had a nice run of films that have now run their course. And it's like, that's great, man. That's solid. But wouldn't none of y'all know how to make movies if it weren't for Superman? So it's like,
whoa,
come on, man.
Doja.
You ain't gonna just step on Christopher Reeve like this, dog.
Doja, we don't talk about Martha here.
Just because a screenwriter was trying to have some
Martha!
It's a really low point. But Jessica, I really watched.
At least he admitted it.
I mean, so like, that's a really weird point in the film. But I mean, you act like, I mean, how's about like,
the
Thanos is the baddest motherfucker walking. No, he's ahead of his missus. It's like Thanos is the baddest dude. I remember when Thanos first came out in like the after credits, I was dating a woman at the time, a super duper comic fan. And she's like, oh my God, it's Thanos. And so I'm like, man, Thanos must be a bad motherfucker. But Thanos got his head chopped off in like 8 seconds of the second movie. And it was like, well, then he couldn't have been that like. So
I don't know if you noticed, but he was too busy like dang, snapping half the
Martha
universe,
or not, didn't neither Batman nor some Superman got took out by Doomsday. Like it was like that's a bad motherfucker, and that was just a little blip.
Was that
an alien god got taken out by Doomsday, but a man in a suit defeated him.
An alien god got taken out by a creation from Lex Luthor in a movie. I don't know how the comics go, but yeah, like so.
Was it a creation
but
from Lex
so
Luthor?
Did Doom just,
from
so did Doom just win or did Batman
so alien code for like not? I don't understand. Y'all use these words, right? The moon god for, and all this shit. For, like, why does the fact that he came from another planet make him not the dopest superhero ever? In the, he's super man.
But he's not a man if he's an alien.
Man, look, man, we talking about, we line up matchups,
super...
right? If Superman's on his board, does he lose to anybody?
What's his name? Super Kyle or something like that?
Walk into a Marvel house and bring up a
Marvel house,
ass
man.
Movies.
Look,
all right,
Brett,
bring you back
Brett,
for Black Widow.
Look, man,
we'll
if you just step, show me the picture of you as Iron Man for Halloween in the 80s, and I'll shut up. Because Iron Man was a yellow and red crayon drawing, and nobody wanted Iron Man. Nobody gave a shit about Iron Man until Robert Downey Jr. made that happen.
Nah,
okay?
That's kind of
period.
That's
nobody gave a shit. You had to be a mega nerd to really like Iron Man. Iron Man was not dope. Iron Man was not bad. Like, he was, like,
that's,
come on,
that's
man.
A fair argument.
I am a 49er fan since I was 7 years old. I seen a red and gold soldier, and I was hooked from
okay.
there.
I can't argue with that. That's
so,
true. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I'm
like,
not going to.
This dude
you don't question
cry?
Nowadays Marvel
lasers
fandom.
Out his hand?
It's really odd. Because, like, I know that in 1984, I was Spider-Man
right.
with a plastic mask.
Right. You're absolutely
that.
Right. You're absolutely
but, like,
right. People walking
no,
around with their underwear on the outside of their shorts.
There's a lot of Marvel. Like, everybody's, oh, I was a super, but there was no Marvel anything. So, like, why? There's only comics, so unless you was it, which I was
and
not
cartoons.
A comic guy. So that's what I'm saying. So what are we talking about? We talking about the Spider-Man cartoon? The Hulk? I was
no,
watching Lou Ferrigno.
Spider-Man.
Like,
all
I watched
that
Lou Ferrigno. I used to do the Hulk and everything. Like I said, I was Spider-Man in kindergarten. But besides that, Christopher Reeve had 4 movies that was top blockbuster. You feel me?
What?
Like, the blockbuster number one films.
Those weren't fresh.
Record breaking.
No, we should have pretended.
Star Wars.
We
you guys
want to
protect
fresh,
Richard Pryor,
bro.
But you know that
man,
Superman 3
on,
was garbage.
Richard Pryor was a great selection, and they showed the
trash
Superman for the second time.
Basura.
It's beautiful.
all of a sudden now he can speak Spanish. Isn't that interesting? Right,
yeah, how do you say garbage?
Did you see how that
and you notice how the only one in Brazilian is the one with the whack villain? Just name name.
How do you say garbage in Brazilian?
Marvel villains.
How do you say garbage in Mexican?
Villains, top three, go.
I
top three Marvel Brent. Villains.
Top three.
Top three more. Just name three of them.
That's very easy.
You see how slow he can't do
no,
it?
No, it's just very easy, but it's like, I see like what you're trying to set me up for. Is it my favorite or your favorite?
No, top three Marvel.
Doom! All you have to say, Doom! There's nothing else to talk about. Doom,
the
Doom,
video game?
Doom.
Doom.
The video game.
Doom.
Because no, because if you say Doom. Lex Luger, the world knows who that is. If you say the Joker, the world knows who that is. See the difference?
Wait, Lex Luger.
See the difference?
They did?
Right, baby.
Really? Did they do that Roger at the box Lex office? Luger, or did they go, I don't know what this movie's about?
Lex Luger.
Lex Luger killed Elizabeth.
WWF was my... He did. Damn.
Cage Cousins. This WCW man, this man is hype.
The torture rack.
This man is hype. Hopefully he's hype enough to give me and Brain a ride home. Shit. All right.
Luther! Fuck it. Luther, I told you!
I got you. Wait a second.
Otisville.
In my car? Oh no, it's a DC car.
Otisville. Fine, I'll grab me a Marvel
actually,
Uber.
What's cool to see, I'm not like the new Marvel fans that are these new fans. I actually allow myself
stop telling a decent
similar
brush
to
his
Raiders
teeth.
And Niners fans, I don't have to actually. I don't have to do the Crips and Bloods thing with these guys. I can enjoy and
he really
both.
Just disrespected me in the middle of another
both.
Man's argument.
I can partake
did he not
in both.
Reach over there and
that
go
was
like this?
Hella
what was he doing? What was he doing? What
that was hella disrespectful.
But what did he do back there? He literally
invented
did
invented rivalries wow. of these that? New booty motherfuckers. Like, I just don't
Deshaun,
get it.
What was that? What were you saying?
He was Marvel. Saying, are we fixing to go eat afterwards?
Oh. Is
like,
that
are we going to go eat?
But he didn't do it. He didn't do, are we going to eat?
That's what he did, bro. You overdoing it.
I'm G-checking him.
What's up? You cutting for a fight? What's to go with?
No. He over here like this.
Wow. But you didn't have to diss me, though. You didn't diss
him.
You didn't diss
him.
You dissed me, though.
I'm clearly dissing
him. I had Farolito before I got to him.
Hold on.
What
was it good? I'm so jealous.
Which one did you get? What'd you get?
Quesadilla suiza with grilled chicken.
Mm. I also want to give a
you
public
get that
shout
salsa
out.
Verde, though? You get that salsa verde?
Yeah, the red. That's the dark. The
I also want to give one last public shout out to you, Adisa.
For
I really enjoyed learning. I don't know what you call it. What is the belt before a white belt?
The belt before a white belt is
Amanda
belt.
Nunez.
What?
I really
appreciate
it. He did it. You see how he walked into my trap?
Amanda
that's psychology.
Nunez, I love you, Mama. Please don't.
That's psychology. He
don't,
said
don't
it.
Don't do it to me. I don't want to.
I said your belt was a different size. He said you had
no
belt.
No, actually,
belt.
A reporter
that
pointed
was
out. A reporter pointed out and said, whose belt is different?
I want to shout you
and
out
the
for
the camera pulled back an answer for them.
For teaching me my basics
as
you
said that, Brent was like, go right here. Here comes the bus. Here comes
I appreciate you for choking me gently.
Which one's bigger, kids?
And, I'm looking forward to my next jiu-jitsu lesson. I'm
all
inspired.
Women deserve
me too.
The same size.
So this is about, yeah, and he's coming. Yo, here's the deal. It's about that cultural exchange.
Absolutely.
My hands
that's
are trash. He's going to give me some hands. I'm going to give him some groundwork. And then we all grow. Everybody.
Bringing that strength.
Mixed strength.
You know what I'm
Marshall
saying? Brain coming through.
Artists.
You know what I mean? It's going to be dope.
It is an art form.
No.
You want to come with us?
Where are you going?
No, just we go. Just
give
train. Just cage.
Yeah,
just
sure,
train.
Yeah, yeah. Whatever.
We're just trying to, like you said, we're just trying to have the redemption. We're just trying to not.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sweat,
I'm there. I'm
you know?
There.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm the Sweet NBA. Our special guest on this raucous, rambunctious, and hilarious episode was Darren Doja. I'm also joined by
Adisa the Bishop, West Coast.
Please tune in to his Bishop Chronicles.
Yo, we just had FAB on, Dr. Post-A-Lot.
Nice.
NBA, like, really dope show. So if you're about that fitness, that jiu-jitsu, and that hip-hop, come through.
Big.
Do we have a tip? And then also my co-founder,
I'm
Brain.
I'm in fitness and hip-hop.
Brain Dash.
That's why you got to come on the podcast. Oh,
what? That's what
look
we do.
Look at how this happens.
We're making a network, you guys.
You
2020.
You're going to be on.
Humble
man.
Podcast man. Network. Our
I'm
tip,
audition tonight.
So I'm inspired by Adisa. So I'm going to say inspired rather than I stole or bit this or sampled this from him.
Yeah.
So my tip for you guys for this next little sprint, for one thing that you could do that could really change your life.
Yeah.
Is pay attention to your shoes.
That's right.
You want to exercise, you want to go to the gym, you want to do things, but if you're wearing the wrong shoes, it's going to throw your back out.
All the way out.
Rather than buying pretty shoes that you think make you look fresh in the club,
cutesy,
I really encourage you to go to Roadrunner Sports or something like Decathlon and buy some specifically for running so you're working out in the right shoes so your back will recover. So that's my tip for you. Make sure you're wearing the right shoes.
Yeah.
It's a big
game, changer. Especially if you're over 30, your body will not recover the same way.
My back and my neck.
You'll go lift weights, your back will seize up, you'll have problems, you will not make success. The first thing is your shoes, because you're on your feet 12 to 14 hours a day. Get the insoles. Don't be tough. Focus on your shoes. Don't lock your knees. Put your nose over your nostril. Let your hands hang by your side and focus on your posture and wear good shoes.
It's true.
We love you. Take care, Cage Cousins. I'll see you in 2020.
Yes.
And without further ado, cheer!